sniper fire in Bosnia. Iran is training al-Qaeda in Iraq. Whatever the mistake, the presidential candidates in those cases, Senator John McCain and Senator Hillary Clinton, they've lately explained it away by saying they misspoke. To misspeak, what does that mean exactly? Well, Professor George Lakoff is on the line now. He's professor of cognitive science and linguistics at UC Berkeley. Welcome to the program.
My pleasure.
So what does the word misspeak mean?
Misspeaking means to make a mistake in speaking, and that can be two ways. It can either be mispronouncing a word, or it can be having one word in mind but saying it wrong, or having an idea in mind and getting the words out wrong.
Well, let's talk about the latest political misspeaks. And I think I just misspoke when I said that. But anyway, Senator Clinton saying that she ran from sniper fire when she was in Bosnia and then confronted with the reality that there was no sniper fire said that she misspoke.
Well, to understand what's going on here, you have to know the difference between misspeaking and lying and all the possible excuses for lying. A lie has three parts. You have to not believe what you say. You have to be trying to deceive someone, either to get some gain or to harm them, and it has to not be true. To get out of a lie, there are many things you can say. You can say, I exaggerated. You can say, I was mistaken. That is, I had false information. The CIA told me the wrong thing. You can say that it was a white lie, that it was for good purposes. And there is a social lie. That was a wonderful jello mold you served last Sunday. There are all kinds of ways to get out of saying that you're lying as a serious thing. Now, misspeaking is one of them, and that is becoming a euphemism in Congress. So when you're in a congressional hearing and Condoleezza Rice lies to you, you can say that she made a misstatement or misspoke. That way you are not directly calling her a liar. Now, with respect to first Hillary Clinton and then McCain, Hillary Clinton was not just misspeaking. She could have had a false memory. She may have been afraid of sniper fire when she went over there. And then when she remembered, she may have actually remembered something, quote-unquote, that didn't really happen. But chances are that she was exaggerating rather than misspeaking.
Okay, so Senator John McCain said also that Iran is training al-Qaeda in Iraq, and Iran, obviously, a Shiite country, and al-Qaeda in Iraq, Sunni-based.
Right. Again, unlikely to be misspeaking. Now, it's conceivable that he just was confused. That would have been an embarrassment about age, for example. He wouldn't have wanted to say that, but unlikely. And the reason it's unlikely is that he's running for president mainly on the basis of his knowledge of the Iraq war in the Middle East. Now, he may have used, quote, the wrong words there, but that would be part of understanding that everybody's al-Qaeda over there if they're fighting the Americans. And if that's the case, either he really thinks that, in which case he's deluded and should never be president, or he's using a propaganda technique. But neither case is really misspeaking.
Professor George Lakoff, thank you very much for joining us.
Bye-bye.
That's Professor George Lakoff. He is a professor of cognitive science and linguistics at UC Berkeley, also senior fellow at the Rockridge Institute.